This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.
You're listening to an exclusive podcast of From a Woman's Perspective with Marilyn Weston, heard every Saturday from 8 to 9 a.m. on Zoomer Radio, the new AM 740.
Good morning. Happy Saturday, July 24th. I am Marilyn Weston. This is Zoomer Radio, and you're definitely going to get it straight from a woman's perspective this hour. We're now in stage three, another step towards normalcy. I won't list what you can and cannot do because it's easily available. However, just because you can do more, will you jump right in and go back to what you did before? Even if that's your desire, we're not there yet. We need to proceed slowly and not lose sight of the good things we have as a result of COVID challenges that we've been experiencing and are living with. We need to take time to prioritize what we wish to do. We can refresh our to-do list and add activities like eating in a restaurant, going to a gym or an event, and still, it's up to us to determine what we want out of life. We can look upon these stage three days as progress and proceed at our own pace. No need to rush. We can welcome a new chapter to our lives, but we don't have to dive right in without thinking. Now, with new freedoms, try not to be rash. Rather, think before you act. Know that all you do has consequences. When you decide what's important to you, prioritize your to-do list. Slowly take steps so that you can accomplish what you plan with no regrets. I'm not discouraging your actions, but I'm suggesting you look before you leap. Take time to reflect as you did before. Think beyond just going through a door because it's open. Think where it leads you. Use the lessons we've learned during the lockdown. Take time to consider what's important to you, what makes you happy, and what definitely needs to be done. Then rather than diving into old patterns blindly and pulling out old wish lists, set your goals afresh. Now on the road to recovery, we can create a smart strategy that helps us emerge from the difficult days we've had. We can continue to work together and support one another. We can still call each other, we can Zoom, and now we can have a wider circle of friends and attend socially distanced gatherings indoors. It's about broadening the rules and living by them and staying safe and staying focused. As we move past what has been difficult, we owe it to ourselves to be grateful for the time we have and slowly move towards our goals. Rather than run to escape the past, take time to reflect and establish a path that will help you get to your dreams and fulfill them. To some, this stage three means dropping life as it is and going on as quickly as possible back to where it was. Stop for a moment. All we have done is not bad. Some changes have been positive and are worth keeping. For me, working out on Zoom with Christine means no travel time. For her or myself, we lessen the stress of sitting in traffic and we save gas. Zoom meetings with clients mean we can see one another and get acquainted with people far and near. Distance to an event is no longer a barrier to attendance. Hand washing and masking in crowds still keeps us safe and can be continued. Online banking is something else that really makes life a lot easier. Walking more and doing business locally has benefits for your health and keeps neighborhoods vibrant. The leisure activities that you've taken up to fill time because you haven't been driving as much, like Sudoku and doing puzzles and reading and relaxing, can still be done and be part of our days. COVID created circumstances we had to deal with, and we've adapted and moved on. Stage three is definitely another step. Take it slow and easy. Continue to seek answers to your questions and make informed decisions. Think. Draw your conclusions, then act. Know that myself and your From a Woman's Perspective team are here for you, as we always have been. We're a phone call or an email away. Our contact information is on my website, marilyns.ca, and you're welcome always to call me at 416 404-6777. So let's get started so you can learn from the experts and then successfully navigate your way through COVID and stage three. I am Marilyn Weston, and you're definitely getting it straight from a woman's perspective here on Zoomer Radio.
Every 3 days, someone in Ontario dies waiting for an organ transplant. You can make a difference. Become a registered organ and tissue donor today, online at beadonor.ca. One donor can save up to 8 lives.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Now, Darren Farwell of the Farwell Group joins us and continues to explain how we can retire on our own terms and be in charge of our finances. Good morning, Darren.
Good morning, Marilyn. Marilyn, our story today is a classic. Good news, bad news. Or, as I prefer to tell it, plan for the best, but be prepared for the worst. The good news is that, generally speaking, Canadians are just simply living longer. Here are a few of the facts. The most common age, I didn't say life expectancy, the most common age of death is age 85, which is a big jump from where it used to be. That's a little older than the more traditional life expectancy, which we think of, which is age 81.7. Some other interesting facts from Statistics Canada. If you're a 55-year-old Canadian, statistically, you're going to live to age 84. Another interesting statistic is if you are a 90-year-old Canadian, you're likely going to live to over 95. So this clear trend of living longer is one reason why we use a life expectancy of age 90 or 95 in all of the long-term planning we do for all of our clients. And as such, a long life expectancy is an equally clear reason why long-term planning is so critical and represents the foundation of our personal roadmap process for our clients. With such long life expectancy, you want to ensure that you're not going to outlive your savings. You want to ensure you don't become dependent or a burden to your family or others. A wise person says, it's never too early and it's never too late to have a plan. So plan for the best. Plan for your long, independent, financially secure, happy future. However, isn't there always an however? There are other statistics that require another sort of planning. The just-in-case sort of planning. While many Canadians can reasonably look forward to a longer, high quality of life and lifestyle, it's still the case that statistically, the decline in functional health, that is, your ability to do stuff yourself, like eat and clothe and shower and just get around, tends to accelerate after age 65, with more severe disability after around age 77. And that disability can be a cognitive decline as much as a physical one. In fact, most people I speak with, be they planning for retirement or selling their business or widows, have a story of someone they know or are aware of that are suffering from cognitive decline. And as we live longer, it's affecting more people. As a wealth manager, I know that beyond the emotional tragedy, it can cause serious financial issues. Taking some steps as early as possible can head off some of these problems. That is what I mean by being prepared for the worst. We can confidently plan for a long, independent, healthy, and happy life, and having a plan can be a big boost of that confidence, but we also know that the best laid plans can go awry. This morning, I have 5 steps you can take to help you prepare for the worst, to prepare for the possibility of a cognitive decline in your spouse or partner. Number 1, make sure you review your accounts together periodically, maybe quarterly. Number 2, have an updated and legally durable power of attorney. Number 3, have bank accounts in each of your names as well as joint. Number 4, make sure you have an advisor you both know well and trust and have a comfortable business relationship with. And last but not least, number five, give your investment advisor discretion to manage at least a core portion of your portfolio. In summary, plan for the best and be prepared for the worst. I have five steps for being prepared for the not-so-good side, and me and my team are happy to share these five tips with you.
Well, Darren, you always open my eyes, and it's good to know if there are any bumps in the road and if you can plan for them and avoid them or make the best of them. And that's what you seem to be doing with your 5 points. If someone wants to talk to you about planning their future, planning for the best and being aware of what could possibly happen as well, how do we reach you?
Feel free to call anytime, 416-863-7501, or visit us on our website, thefarwellgroup.ca, where we have transcripts from all of the radio shows with you, Marilyn.
Thank you, Darren, and I'm happy to share that, and the shows are also archived on marilyns.ca. My team is here for you. You don't have to jump into things just because you have a chance to do something. You can do it right. And now you can talk to Darren Farwell and get those points and plan for the best and be prepared for the worst. 416-863-7501. Darren Farwell, The Farwell Group. Ask your questions and be prepared. Thanks again, Darren. I look forward to speaking to you again soon. Now, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Health Clinic gives us tips on how to achieve a long, healthy life naturally, and then get tips and happy stories from hearing instrument specialist Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source Centers of Toronto, and we'll also chat with matchmaker Linda Miller of Misty River Introductions. I am Marilyn Weston, and you're definitely getting it straight from a woman's perspective here on Zoomer Radio.
Being at home for this long has taught us you can never have too much comfort wear for every season and time of day. Maryland has made being comfortable and stylish easier for all women with the launch of Maryland's online store. Now you can shop from home at marylands.ca or arrange a shopping appointment with the wardrobe doctor as your personal stylist. The choice is yours. Shop online at marylands.ca or call 416-504-6777 and ask for Maryland. Be comfortable in your own skin and in clothes from Maryland's. You love your neighborhood, you love your home. If it's getting to be too much to handle, share it. Golden Girls Canada is a resource for shared living for single, mature adults. Start living life like it's golden. Go to goldengirlscanada.ca.
Week to week, Dr. Betty Rosendahl of Thornhill Naturopathic Clinic addresses a health issue and explains how we can deal with it naturally. And I believe this week it's going to be things for a happy, long, healthy life. So good morning, Dr. Betty. I'm looking forward to the advice.
Thank you, Marilyn. Yeah, last week we talked about a little bit of information about why we age. And this week I wanted to touch on how we're going to live longer. So living a stress-free lifestyle really is the key to a long and happy life. And of course, sometimes that's easier said than done. But naturopathically, a lot of my patients will come in and they really want to have some help in terms of how to reduce their stress levels. Because stress really is the thing that we want to reduce to help our bodies recover and to live a long and happy life. And a long and healthy life. So one of the things I focus on certainly is things like meditation. Meditation has actually been proven to reduce stress by creating new neurological pathways to the brain. And really taking a moment to quiet the endless stream of thoughts running through our minds, taking 5 to 10 minutes to center ourselves even before we start the day can actually be life-changing for many, many people. A healthy diet is really something that I focus on with my patients. And I usually have patients when they come in, I have them fill out a diet diary because they might be eating healthy, but I actually want to discuss with them specifically what they're eating. There might be inflammatory foods that we can reduce, and there might be some testing that we can do to really help their bodies digest better and reduce inflammation. But naturally, we want to focus on fresh organic vegetables, whole grains, and nutrient-rich proteins. Eliminating sugar and processed foods is really a must for anybody for when we want to focus on living a long and healthy life. Physical activity, of course, exercise is really important for our mental and physical wellness. And it's really powerful to reduce the stress endorphins in the brain. And yoga can be very helpful because it actually combines both meditation and exercise. And we really focus on teaching patients how to do yoga, how to do meditation. Sleep is really important. It's one of these things I've been focusing on with a lot of my patients, and I use a lot of naturopathic supplements to help patients, especially during the last year for COVID. Sleep really facilitates the function of the lymphatic system, which is really important as our brain's garbage disposer. While we sleep, our brain works 10 times as hard to remove toxins and like the protein buildup responsible for example, for Alzheimer's disease. I really focus on teaching patients how to expose toxins in their body and basic things we can do to eliminate toxins in our environment, choosing things like glass for storage containers instead of plastic, for example. Living a purposeful life is really the most important thing we can do to extend our longevity. And studies have actually shown that people who live with a greater sense of purpose experience better quality sleep and actually get the regenerative benefits of being well rested. And it's important to have gratitude. Practicing an attitude of gratitude in our life is really one way to ensure we live a long and prosperous and healthy life. And really being happy with our lot in life is really, really important. So if people are interested in finding out some more tips and really finding out more information about healthy lifestyle and dietary tips, they can give me a call. My number is 905-707-2001, and my website is thornhillnaturopathic.ca.
So there are tips to help you live a longer, healthier life. And Dr. Betty Rosendahl can advise you how to do that naturally. A complimentary consultation is yours. Give her a call at 905-707-2001. That's 905-707-2001. Thank you, Dr. Betty. I want to live a long, happy, healthy life, and I take your advice to heart and will call you. Take care.
Thank you so much, Marilyn.
Are you a believer? Convinced there's a correlation between our environment and your health? Then yes, you should believe in naturopathic medicine as a genuine alternative. Visit thornhillnaturopathic.ca and book a free 15-minute consultation with Dr. Betty Rosendahl, ND.
Now, if you're always asking for people to speak louder or repeat what they say, you'll be glad to learn about the latest in hearing technologies from hearing instrument specialist Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source Centres of Toronto. Good morning, Edmund.
Good morning, Marilyn. So, great topic today. We have lots of new information, new things that people can consider and should consider when they're considering their new hearing aids. So, number one thing, that one of the most popular things that is on the market right now is rechargeable hearing aids. Now, that means you never have to change your batteries ever again. But what that also means is every night you have to make sure you put your hearing aids back in the charger and let the charger charge the hearing aids back up so you're ready to go for next day. Now, one of the pros and cons, you know, is the fact that, A, you never have to change a battery, but at the same time, if you ever go to the cottage or something like that, you basically have to pack up your charger and take it with you. The other one of the most popular things that hearing aids are coming with is the advanced noise reduction systems. And the advanced noise reduction systems are just amazing in terms of what they're able to do with respect to how the hearing aid functions when there's a lot of background noise. Now, this is always a big deal and something that people generally don't necessarily understand, but hearing aids, in terms of what they're able to do, they are now automatic, and they're basically setting things up, and we set things up for the clients so that when they walk into the room, we can always adjust and adapt their sensitivity to how the hearing aid combats the background noise. Now, those two things are one of the key features of the hearing aids that we had set up a young lady with, and she just got her first set of hearing aids, and she is doing amazingly with them. She came in, she said, you know, I'm doing so much better. She works in a daycare environment, and she's like, well, I wasn't sure that I would be able to function and participate with all that noise. I wasn't sure if the hearing aid was going to handle all that noise from all the children. She said, I did amazingly well, and I can hear all the kids all around me. So she came in, and she was doing absolutely fantastic with these hearing aids, and she wanted me to share this story with you today.
So basically you're saying that there are rechargeable hearing aids and that noise reduction means that things that used to irritate people with their hearing aids are now not happening. Noise reduction minimizes background noise and people can do their daily work and hear things without irritation. So if someone wants to learn about what's the latest and the greatest in hearing aids and perhaps try a pair, how do we reach you?
The best way to reach me is by phone at 416-754-4327.
416-754-4327. If you want to hear your best, you need a hearing test, and then you need to proceed with solid information and access to all there is in hearing aids today. That's what Edmund Ivazian of Hearing Aid Source Centers offers, and one call will get you started. 416-754-4327. Thank you, Edmund, and I look forward to having a happy story again next week.
Looking forward to it.
It's been well over a year since COVID changed our lives. If in that time you realize that you're ready to meet someone new, but you're waiting until things went back to the way they were, stop waiting to live. You can meet a good person anytime with the help of our From a Woman's Perspective's Cupid, matchmaker Linda Miller of Misty River Introductions. And Linda is with us this morning. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, Marilyn. So I had an interesting conversation with a gentleman this week, and I hadn't heard from him for a couple of weeks, or a couple of months, I should say. And I had matched him up with a Diane, and they had gone out together. And James said, he phoned me and said, very nice person, but just not for me. We didn't have any chemistry, but we're going to stay friends. And then, of course, a couple months go by, I hear from neither of them. So I call, and turns out they're in a relationship, and they're incredibly happy. And then I was reading through the news stories of the week a few days ago, and I noticed there was a story from, it's actually a study out of the University of Victoria, saying that a full two-thirds of relationships start out as friendships. And I thought that was very interesting because we have a lot of people that call into the service and they're very geared towards the idea of this instant chemistry with a stranger. And what I find is, and I always say to clients, give someone a chance. Like if you like them or if you think they're nice but you don't feel the chemistry, give it a chance to build up. Sometimes you get to know someone over time and you really find them quite attractive because of, a sense of humor or confidence or just they're very interesting. So I was quite surprised to read that study because it sort of backed up everything I've said over the years and everything I've observed with people coming together and giving a relationship a chance. And it sort of goes towards your theme of taking things slow and having a good look before you leap. And so it's kind of interesting.
Well, I love cake. And, the birthday cake will have white icing and I anticipate a chocolate fill. But really, until you get through the icing, you don't know if it's lemon, chocolate, vanilla. And it's the same with people. You really have to get into knowing what their hearts and minds are about before you can really feel anything or understand them. It's good insight from you. Thank you, Linda. If someone wants to talk to you about getting started and find out how you work and how Cupid can help them, how do we reach you?
So the best thing to do is give us a call. If you're in Toronto, it's 416-777-6302. If you are on our website, you can use our chat feature and just talk to us or ask us some questions. It's an actual person on the chat feature. It's not a computer that's answering you. Or there's also a toll-free number on our website. I'm always happy to give people a free consultation, give them a better idea of what we have available that meet their criteria.
Well, basically, you deal with people throughout Ontario and Quebec, and I know you even help people when they're away in Florida. So I have your toll-free number. It's 1-877-334-9041. That's 1-877-334-9041. You can't find the right person waiting at home and waiting for someone to knock at your door. You do have to be proactive, but having a guide that'll teach you what to do and when to do it and introduce you to people that are possibly a good fit, that's what matchmaking in 2021 is all about. And that's what our Cupid, Linda Miller, can do for you. I'll repeat the toll-free number again. It's 1-877-334-9041. Cupid matchmaker Linda Miller waits for your call. Thank you, Linda. I look forward to another happy story next week.
Thanks, Marilyn.
Next, Dr. Vivian Brown joins us with her weekly health tip. This week, we're talking cholesterol and statins. And then realtor Melanie Martin will bring us her deal of the week for properties north of Toronto. And there's lots more to come, so you'll be empowered by the experts from a woman's perspective with me, Marilyn Weston, and your team here on Zoomer Radio.
Linda Miller's experienced team of matchmakers meets and interviews each of her 10,000 clients. Not only does Misty River Introductions find and connect you with someone you have real chemistry with and are attracted to, they also coach you on how to turn that connection into a healthy, loving relationship. Book a free consultation at mistyriverintros.com.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
Week to week, award-winning family physician, women's health expert, and author of the best-selling book, A New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, Dr. Vivian Brown joins us with a weekly health tip. And she's with us this morning. Good morning, Dr. Brown.
Good morning, Marilyn. It's such a pleasure to speak with you.
I'm actually looking forward to our conversation. You mentioned we were going to talk about statins. So what can we learn about statins in our health?
Well, we've talked a little bit about obesity and we've talked about cholesterol, and there's new guidelines for physicians about treating patients with statin drugs, lowering cholesterol, and aiming for low LDL. LDL is low density lipoprotein. It's the part of cholesterol that lines the arteries, and we don't want that. We want to be treating to get to a low LDL, because high LDL is what puts us at risk. Well, in these new guidelines, the first step is lifestyle. That's eating well, exercising, doing what you can. And I think most of us understand that is important. But the guidelines also talk about screening certain people with certain conditions, and that is relatively new. These conditions include having been hypertensive when you were pregnant. If you had toxemia or preeclampsia in pregnancy, we know that that may be a risk down the road for heart disease. So we start to screen women who have this history. We're also looking at people who have had a decrease in their kidney function. And kidney function is often measured when you have any blood tests. If your kidney function is decreasing, which it does with age, it may be time to look at the use of statins. Furthermore, people with diabetes, people with clinical atherosclerotic heart disease, and people who have an abdominal aortic aneurysm should be screened and should be treated with statin drugs. So we are getting a little more aggressive about looking at people, looking at risk, trying to decrease the risk of stroke and heart attack by treating with statin drugs and lowering cholesterol levels.
So you're all about prevention. Your book, A New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, does help empower people to take charge of their health. And I have signed copies at my store, Marilyn. So anyone who wishes to buy a copy for a friend or for themselves, all they need to do is call me at 416-504-6777. But where else can we get your book, Dr. Brown?
It's online with Amazon and Indigo, and any bookstore will order it for you. I think it's really helpful. It's conversational. It's not that difficult to read, because when you go to the doctor, you want a sense of what to ask. You need to know what the question is in order to get a good answer. I've also included a guideline on doing virtual medicine, how to prepare for one of these online visits with your doctor. Because even as COVID is improving, we still are going to be doing a lot of things virtually.
The world has changed, some of it for the better. But if you want useful advice and clear language and want to empower yourself so you're prepared for your next medical visit, then look for the book, A New Woman's Guide to Healthy Aging, or just simply call me and order it at 416-504-6777. Thank you, Dr. Brown, and I look forward to speaking to you next week.
Thank you, Marilyn.
As the last of your tension drips away and Pierre has magically pressed out the last knot, right before you checked, double-checked, and rechecked just how beautiful your hair, makeup, and nails look. A splendid sigh will surface. Michael Cluthe Salon and Beauty Spa. For a complete list of services, call 416-925-6306. Michael Cluthe Salon and Beauty Center on Yonge, just south of St. Clair.
With COVID overshadowing our lives, many of us have longed to escape the city and enjoy the peace and fresh air country life gives us. Change can be immobilizing, but when you have solid information, the guidance of someone who knows the value of your home and also understands the market price of properties north of Toronto, she'll listen to your wish list and she can put it all together. So you can escape to the country, but the transition is not only possible, it will be enjoyable. Our realtor, Melanie Martin, is just such a person, and she joins us today with her deal of the week. Good morning, Melanie.
Good morning, Marilyn. Yes, and actually, on that idea of pre-planning, you know, you really can't plan for everything. You can sort of hope that you know what you want and you have all the questions in your on your little playlist. But I'm telling you, from a broker perspective, you actually might not know all the questions that you need to ask. And that's what a good realtor will do for you. They'll step into your shoes and say, okay, I know this is what you want, but let's consider what facilities there are. In other words, do we need to talk to township? Is there some conservation authority we have to speak to? And a realtor, a good realtor, will have connections in this area. So I'm just going to say there's a lot more to it than you really think. So have someone in your corner, and I'm a good corner person.
Well, you have a vast experience. You also have a good heart and mind. So you know what to do, and you know when it feels right and when it feels wrong. Knowing the right questions to ask is a very clever thing. It can get you into problems when you don't ask the right questions, not even when just when you're buying real estate. So what about a deal of the week, Melanie?
Yes, I was looking around and I thought, you know, this is a unique property. It's actually a fully renovated century home. It's about 1,300 square feet. It's sitting on an acre of land. So if you're trying to get out of the city, you want to be not too far out of Barrie or out of a small town. This one's just north of Elmvale, which is in Springwater Township. It's sitting on a lovely acre piece of land. It has two bedrooms and two washrooms. It's fully redone, has a nice wraparound porch. It has a three-season enclosed porch, and it's just cute as a button. But the nice thing about this is it backs onto a lovely walking and biking trail that goes for miles and miles. And it's, as I say, only about 5 minutes from town, so you have all your amenities you would want there. But also it's only about 10 minutes to Georgian Bay, and it's only about less than 10 minutes to Ort Lake, which is a lovely little lake that you could actually pull your boat in and do some sea-doing or fishing, or just sit on this property and just rock on the rocker and watch life go by. It's a beauty.
Well, a wraparound porch is so lovely. It entices me. I'd like to find a rocking chair and a good book. So how much is this property?
Yes, actually right now it's listed at $675, and I'm going to say it's been on the market at least over a month, so it may be open to offer.
Seriously, $675,000 for an acre of land with a house on it that's a century old, renovated, do nothing to and enjoy home, and near a lake and near a town and all the amenities. I wonder what's wrong with it. Is that a good question, Melanie?
Well, actually, you know, I don't think the fact that there's anything particularly wrong with this, it's only going to sort of appeal to a certain person that maybe likes that renovated century home idea. And actually, we will be looking into making sure that the well is good and the septic is good. So I think it's just picture perfect, but it could be that the price is a little high.
Well, $675 from a Toronto city mouse sounds pretty cheap, and it sounds like a good deal, but the idea that you can get it for less, wow. And you'll negotiate that, right?
Oh, definitely. We do the research and just look into it upside down and make sure that we feel it out and just say, where should the value be? Because I was an appraiser for at least 15 years, and this is what I did. You have to put a number on the property and know that the bank will appraise at that value as well.
Well, that's good to know. I didn't know you were an appraiser. You've done a lot of things in your life, but I know that you're an outstanding realtor and you have a good knowledge of what's happening north of Toronto. If someone wants to share their dreams with you so you can find them the property that will fit their dreams and make them come true, how do we reach you?
Yes, please call me at 1-800-357-4193.
1-800-357-4193. You don't have to know all the questions to ask, but you will get all the answers you need when you deal with someone who understands what buying a property is all about. A vast experience, an appraisal background, anything you would want, and a good person who'll listen and who can help you decide on something so that you'll take your time and you'll do it with no regrets. The number again, 1-800-357-4193. Melanie Martin. Thank you, Melanie, and I look forward to another deal of the week. You keep coming up with them and surprising me.
I never give up. That's my motto, never give up. And we'll. And you have a lovely week.
You too, and we'll talk again next week. Thank you.
All right. Take care.
In a moment, I'll return as Marilyn West and your wardrobe doctor. And then we'll get our weekly tip from Christine, the health coach, and learn from senior move manager Lori Bell of Moving Seniors with a Smile and accessibility expert Daniel Wiskin of the Total Access Center. I am Marilyn West, and you're definitely getting it straight from a woman's perspective right here, right now on Zoomer Radio.
Why do they call them cookies anyway?
Seniors Tech Services. Computer classes for seniors in Toronto and the GTA.
I wonder what this button's for.
We'll teach you and everything else about your smartphone or iPad. SeniorsTechServices.ca. We also make house calls.
Vaginal changes due to menopause are normal, but painful intercourse, bladder infection, soreness, and dryness don't have to be, thanks to a gentle laser therapy offered by FemRenew that can save millions of women from suffering silently. Visit FemRenew.ca to discover a non-hormonal treatment that's safe and cutting-edge without any cutting at all. A vaginal procedure so advanced, you'll be in and out in 5 minutes. Explore FemRenew.ca and experience the new normal.
Be the next to take up urban poling and never worry about falling down again. Receive 1 hour of training on the best urban poles from ADP Medical Supplies and Services. Walk straight, improve your balance, and get moving as part of your own walking group. New to urban poling? Learn the ABCs from ADP. Call Susan at 416-551-5513.
Now I'm back as Marilyn West and your wardrobe doctor. We've been talking about taking time to consider your next moves before leaping into stage 3 liberties. Kay called me. She says that now that stage 3 opened, her gym is open and she can lose the 25 pounds she's gained and get back to her old self and fit her old clothes. She's lived in big tees and leggings throughout COVID, but now the clothes in her closet don't fit her, and she has a wedding in November, a first birthday party in her niece's backyard, a 50th anniversary, and all sorts of events coming up, including church on Sundays. Her clothes won't fit, and she really has to have a solution, so I gave her one. What can she do in the meantime? None of her real clothes are fitting her, so we chatted and I suggested she acquire a few key pieces. In fact, just three. Three pieces of my Marilyn's comfort wear in black. So she ordered my black bamboo soft cardigan jacket, the regular pant, and a sleeveless top. I explained to Kay that having these pieces, she could create different looks by adding her assorted colored accessories and changing the looks. I explained that people looked at the lightest and brightest part of you and remember the accent colors, not the frame of black. Think of a black curtain stage. Someone sticks a white gloved hand through. The curtain is huge, but you forget it because you're captivated by the moving gloved hand. The glove becomes a gold one or a red one or whatever. The thing you're captivated by as an observer is the glove and its color and activity. So Kay can use her three black items as a frame and background to her total look. She can use her gold sandals and jewelry to create a look for the wedding. She can drape her black and white shawl over her shoulders and add the colorful jewelry she bought in Mexico for another look. She's collected turquoise over the year and looks great with her blue eyes, and she can frame herself in earrings, necklace, bracelet, and shawl as much as she wants. She plans to visit me once she's lost her weight, but in the meantime, my black Maryland's comfort wear will dress up and down and take her to every event that she's invited to. Also, it's flexible, so that as she loses her weight, she won't be looking for other clothes. It will take her everywhere and do the job. Dressing well is an art. It doesn't have to cost a lot to look like a million. You just have to pull your look together. I, as Marilyn Weston, can be your wardrobe doctor, and I'll gladly help you do what I did for Kay. I have clothes in my store of all sizes from 2 to 24, and I can dress women of all walks of life. All you have to do is call me to set a date and time to get together. We can chat first, but I'm working by appointment only. My number, 416-504-6777. Or you can log on to my online store, marilyns.ca. It is simple, it does take time, but you can do it, and you can look great every day. In a moment, I'll return as Marilyn Weston, your host, and Christine, the health coach, will give us her tip. I am Marilyn Weston, and you're definitely getting it straight from a woman's perspective here on Zoomer Radio.
Being at home for this long has taught us you can never have too much comfort wear for every season and time of day. Marilyn has made being comfortable and stylish easier for all women with the launch of Marilyn's online store. Now you can shop from home at marilyns.ca or arrange a shopping appointment with the wardrobe doctor as your personal stylist. The choice is yours. Shop online at marilyns.ca or call 416-504-6777 and ask for Marilyn. Be comfortable in your own skin and in clothes from Marilyn's.
Now our weekly tip from Christine, the health coach. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning, Marilyn. I'm going to give you some mental health benefits of exercise. Exercise regularly is one of the easiest and most effective ways to reduce the symptoms of ADHD, attention deficit disorder in adults, and improve concentration, motivation, memory, and mood. Physical activity immediately boosts the brain's dopamine and serotonin levels, all of which affect focus and attention. Research is finding that getting regular fitness can improve thinking ability, and it may improve the symptoms of ADHD. Exercise also stimulates the growth of new brain cells and helps prevent age-related decline. Exercise isn't just good for shedding fat and toning muscles. It also helps to keep the brain in shape, too. Reaping the mental health benefits of exercise is easier than you think. Start off with just a few minutes of exercise per day and increase your workout as you feel more energized. So if you would like more information on how to get started on a good nutrition and exercise program, just call me at 416-809-4084. Or you can visit my website, ChristineTheHealthCoach.com.
416-809-4084. ChristineTheHealthCoach.com. There's a link from Marilyns.ca. You can't go wrong when you look after your health. Thanks, Christine. I look forward to learning more next week.
Thank you, Marilyn.
Moving seniors with a smile removes the stress from moving. Need help deciding what to take, what to sell, and what to give away? Book a free consultation at movingseniorswithasmile.ca. When it's time to move, seniors do it with a smile.
Today's guests in conversation with Marilyn Weston are proud sponsors of From a Woman's Perspective. To reach Marilyn and her guests, visit the program's website, marilyns.ca, or call 416-504-6777.
So now it's stage three, and you're ready to make a decision on moving, but there are things you need to do and you don't know where to begin. That's when an experienced move manager can listen to you, review your situation, and guide you through what can be your seamless move. Her name, Lori Bell of Moving Seniors with a Smile, and she joins us this morning. So good morning, Lori.
Good morning, Marilyn. Well, my happy story this week focuses on a client whose name is Gary. Like many of our older clients, he's found the isolation of the last year and a half a struggle. Not being one to easily ask for help, his physical health has declined as well, leaving him in a situation where he had to be rushed to hospital a few weeks ago from dehydration and a diet that hasn't been really helping his cause either. Too many frozen microwave dinners and not enough contact with the outside world. Gary doesn't have any kids of his own, but his nephew has been helping him out quite a bit, and they made the decision together to explore what was available in a retirement residence near his nephew and close enough to his current neighborhood so that Gary's friends can visit him as well. Gary used to curl, and while that hasn't been on the menu lately, he's established some good friends who've told him they just shift their usual coffee shop to his new hood. I've often said that the gentlemen who we help are often not quite the collectors that some of the ladies are. So making decisions about what Gary wants to take and what he wants to donate won't take more than a session or two. Depending on the size of the suite he selects, we may be able to complete his pack, oversee his move, and unpack and set everything up for him over 2 days instead of our usual three. The plan is to get Gary settled as soon as possible and then go into his house and make arrangements to remove the remaining items and ready it for sale before his realtor puts his home on the market. When Gary finds a suite that he likes, we'll make it all happen and give him and his nephew the peace of mind that they're looking for. And of course, there'll be lots of smiles to go with that from all of our Dream Team members. With Moving Seniors with a Smile, seniors and their family members really do it with a smile.
And you don't have to know the right questions to ask you because you've been there and done it all, and you can make suggestions and walk people through the whole process. That's what's wonderful about you and what makes us smile. So Moving Seniors with a Smile, personal consultation still available?
Absolutely. Yeah, all you have to do is give me a call at 416-697-8106.
416-697-8106. You don't have to be immobilized and worry about what to do next. Lori Bell, Senior Move Manager, Moving Seniors with a Smile, has been there, has done that, has a team of experts that are experienced working beside her, and she can help you with a seamless move. Thanks again, Lori, and I look forward to a happy story next week.
My pleasure. Have a great week.
You too. You didn't want to have workers in your home, but your washroom is damp. You have a problem. You fear you have mold. Now we're in stage three. You're ready to repair and redo your bathroom, but you want to do it once and have it done by an expert who'll make it perfect for your needs now and in the future as you wish to age in place. Our accessibility expert, Daniel Wiskin of the Total Access Center, knows this problem well and is definitely able to help you address any situation. And he's with us this morning. So good morning, Daniel.
Good morning, Marilyn. And what a great topic of conversation to talk about. There are so many people that are looking to renovate their bathrooms, specifically their shower, these next few months as the weather is beautiful outside. So I want to try to help you get the best outcome, and I want to give you two very important pieces to the puzzle to have a shower that lasts 25 to 30 years. So the first thing is the waterproofing membrane. Now, we just started a job this past week in Scarborough for a client, and her name is Emily, and we started working on a shower in her condo. And we did demolition this past week, and to break up the concrete floor, we need to use a chipper. And usually this is a very tedious task, it's very hard to do, but in this case, when we used the chipper, her shower floor split in two pieces, and we were literally able to take the tile shower floor up in two full pieces. And this is because the water went right through those grout joints and actually created a big wet storm underneath the concrete. So that shower was a failure because the waterproofing membrane was done incorrectly. Now, there's a misconception that tiles are waterproof in a shower, which is half true as the tiles are waterproof. But the grout in between the tiles isn't waterproof. So the water weeps through the grout and gets underneath the tile. You need to have a waterproofing membrane that can control the water and give it a place to escape, which is the drain. It shouldn't be getting soaked up like a sponge by the concrete. So with Total Access Center, we use the latest waterproofing technology so our showers last 25 to 30 years. You need a watertight seal. all the way up the walls, on your shower floor, to make sure there's no water that can escape and get below that grout into your concrete, so it's done properly. Now, the second most important thing is having a working exhaust fan. So if you're someone right now that has a fan that doesn't work, you need to get it fixed immediately. When you're taking a shower, you should have the fan on. And also, 15 to 20 minutes after your shower, you should still have the fan on, because you're trying to get all that moisture out and keep your bathroom as dry as possible. And that way, you're going to have a shower that lasts 25 to 30 years.
So basically, you're saying it can look right. You might even have an exhaust that makes a noise, but if they aren't doing the job, then the water gets down below the floor and creates mold and creates problems, so that the bathroom isn't safe for anyone.
Absolutely, and it's a big investment. So yeah, you don't want that to happen. And especially when you get that musty smell, you might want to take a look at your fan, because that can't be doing the job. Or they didn't waterproof properly and your walls are getting soaked and your floor is getting soaked all the time. So super important, waterproofing and the fan when you're trying to redo your bathroom.
Well, you've given a heads up to the listeners. They have two questions to ask if they're going to have a bathroom renovated by anyone but you. What are you going to use as a membrane for waterproofing? And is the exhaust fan going to be a good one? Now, if someone wants to talk to you about renovating their bathroom because they've been sitting in there and lamenting because we're in COVID and now we're in stage three, how do you recommend we proceed?
So this is really just the tip of the iceberg, Marilyn. There's so much that we have to talk about that goes into a bathroom that just makes everything work properly. But I recommend the total home safety check, which I talk about week after week, because it's so important that you know what your plan is in the future. It's a roadmap for your future, I might say. So I come to the house, I'll give you a full assessment, top to bottom, or we can zone in on anything you want. We can look at the kitchen, the bathroom, if you're having problems with the entrance and you need some railings, we can talk about that. I give you a full written report with estimates so you know how much things are going to cost. And then you have this little package that lets you know, hey, when I'm ready to renovate, I know how much it's going to cost. I can call Daniel at Total Access Center and we can get moving instead of waiting and reacting at the time. So this usually costs $89.95, and I'd like to give it away for free for the first three callers this week.
Well, thanks for the show special. I know that people love to get things for free, and when something is priceless, like the information that you give and the guidance that you give, it definitely is a prize worth getting. So the number, 647-206-6409. Daniel Wiskin of the Total Access Center. He'll answer questions and he'll tell you things that you may not have questions for. But in the end, if you work with him, you'll have it done once, you'll have it done right, and you won't have any regrets. Thank you, Daniel. I look forward to a happy story next week.
Thanks, Marilyn.
Once again, it's time to say goodbye and thank you. Thank you to all the healthcare workers and essential service providers. And thank you to Kelly and Carlos and the production team. And thank you to the From a Woman's Perspectives team of experts. And a special thank you to you for making time to spend with us this hour. We are in stage three. You can rush into things because the rules have changed. However, COVID is not entirely gone yet. So yes, enjoy the new opportunities this stage opens for us, but also remember to benefit from the experience we've lived up to now. You can take charge of your life and improve it. You can empower yourself by honing your skills and learning what you need from experts. Now is the time to move forward slowly, not rashly, and make informed decisions with no regrets. There is no one way to live well. We are each unique and dream our dreams. The pandemic did affect us, and we're slowly emerging from it. It's a time to look forward, continue to support one another and reach out for help and information, and improve your life as much as you can. It's a new dawn, our time to live in our new days. Armed with the experience of the past, relationships have helped us before, and they can help us now. They nurture us. Don't be afraid to adopt the new ways, but realize that what's past is past, and the future is our future, and it will be different in some ways. Regardless of what changes come, we can be happy and have satisfaction knowing we've lived through it and still accomplished our goals and held on to our dreams. So yes, enjoy the benefits of stage three, but still take time to reflect. Seek answers to your questions and solutions to your problems. Don't hesitate to ask for advice or for help from the experts. The From a Woman's Perspective team is here for you. You're welcome to reach out to us. Our contact information, as always, is on my website, marilyns.ca. That's marilyns.ca. Or you're welcome to call me at 416-504-6777. You have 10,080 minutes until we speak here again. But you need not wait. You can call us and get started before next Saturday if you wish. Please pencil in Saturday, July the 1st on your calendar and plan to join me, Marilyn West, and your team here again on Zoomer Radio. In the meantime, be well, stay safe, pace yourself, and enjoy the new liberties of Stage 3, but do look before you leap. Until we speak again from a woman's perspective next Saturday morning at 8, right here on Zoomer Radio. Bye for now.
This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.